You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hello there, I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news, with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts, as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Hi, I'm Kate Berlant.
I'm Jacqueline Novak.
And this is Poog, an ongoing conversation about wellness between two obsessive friends.
Two untamable intellects.
This is our hobby.
This is our hell.
This is our naked desire for free products.
This is Poog. Today's topic?
Loosely speaking.
Intro to Poog. Hello and welcome to Poog, the very first episode of Poog. It's an honor. We're thrilled. And what better way to start than to drop you in to the very first conversation about Poog that Jacqueline and I ever had. This is the first time we set up those microphones and got to rolling. And I think this conversation kind of orbits the themes, the topics, the obsessions, the ideas that we hope to get into with this podcast.
Yes, a little tour through Poog.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
To be clear, I'm Kate Berlant.
And to make no mistake about it, Jacqueline Novak is me.
Okay, great. And we are, what are we, Jacqueline? We're two comedians, we're writers, we're actors, we're dear friends, clocking in 10 years, I'd say.
You've often said we could be sisters.
There is a resemblance, and in certain light, in certain times of day,
yes.
I often gasp.
I have been enchanted with you since first meeting.
Oh my God. I'll never get over it because I've always told Jacqueline that she's one of the greatest living minds. It's
well,
true.
Coming from you, a distinguished honor.
Well,
which
now
is exciting.
My podcast nerves are gone. It's scary. No, but Jacqueline and I, dear friends, old friends, and both very united in a shared interest, or dare we say, obsession in all things wellness, which of course doesn't seem inherently new or interesting. Who isn't in these days? You know, it's 2020. We both live in Los Angeles. You know, it's almost a cliche at this point.
Is wellness really, you know, might we find a different term ultimately for what it is that you and me are really searching?
I think
that
we might.
Often goes under the umbrella of wellness.
We need a new term because honestly, our approach is not reflected in the wellness community. I don't see it out
no.
there.
There's sometimes a refusal to acknowledge
that it's bullshit.
That it's bullshit. Or that it's an end in and of itself.
Yes, exactly. Because then the money stops flowing in.
People do not, like, I love to go to a workshop, right? I don't want to go to one workshop and be and be healed and never go to one again. I love when someone tells me that something has changed their life.
A drink, a beverage, a powder, a tincture.
A practice, a mantra.
The joy that I get, I just got a new matcha, collagen matcha, that I think I've already referenced 14 times to you on the phone. The feeling I get when I froth that up, a hot cup, it's a high, it's unbelievable, the high I get. Well, it's also very caffeinated.
I mean, I love it. I love it at the lowest form and at the highest form. Kenoki foot pads, dry brushing.
sorry, Kenoki foot pad. You say that as though it's like known? What the hell are you talking about?
Kenoki foot pads are something you put on the bottom of your feet, and they're a scam, I believe. They claim to suck toxins out of your feet through the soles.
Of course.
You're sleeping. I have tried EFT, emotional freedom technique, tapping, chakra dancing, belly dancing to awaken the divine feminine. I heard a belly dancing teacher once say that you can make anything happen by shaking your hips. Astral projection, where you leave your body to go speak to spiritual masters on another plane and get advice. I have tried the Shangri-La diet once, where you pin your nose closed and eat like that. I have gone deep into keto.
You really are a keto queen, I have to say.
Thank you.
And I dabble. I made some keto blueberry muffins yesterday.
Unbelievable. I was really impressed by that. I have done a book called Your Handwriting Can Change Your Life.
My mom's, one of my mom's oldest best friends, wrote 4 books on handwriting analysis. And she's like one of the...
Is her name Vimalia?
No. Oh. God, that would have been great. I was like, yes, getting her on the horn. I think now
the Vimalia alphabet, that through forming your letters in a certain way, it affects your entire consciousness.
My mom did that to me. She used to always tell me to cross my T's high.
Exactly. Yeah.
Ever since I was little. Look at me
maybe
now.
That's where my own podcast. That's why you're here. Look at her. She's in Quentin Tarantino movies.
That's right.
I have a lucid dreaming sleep mask.
I want to get into lucid dreaming. That's definitely something to get into.
It's big.
I've had the book on my nightstand for 16 years. Have you?
No, we need to master that. A new brainwave sensing meditation device, biofeedback. I
want a red light.
I
want one of those portable red light things. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Like, blast your face with red light, stimulates collagen.
Yes. I have one of those for the eyes. Dr. Dennis Gross's.
I know him from the Isles of Sephora.
Artist's Way. Oh, I've had to take music off my phone to make space for more past life regressions. You know, the idea of going in and healing a part of yourself that, whether or not it's actually based on the idea of in a linear timeline, having lived a previous life. Yeah,
I want to get into that.
You could do there.
Your expertise really lies in that kind of more existential, I feel, spiritual modalities of healing.
Yeah.
Right? That's really where you thrive. Whereas I'm more like grain-free pasta. I hold a deep interest in food. That's kind of where I get really turned on. That being said,
yes,
I actually tragically don't have a gluten allergy. So
devastating.
I eat gluten.
Right.
And then I also dabble in the gluten-free community. I actually have yet to locate a dietary restriction. I, of course, would love to think that I have it
for
whatever reason, to whittle the world down into a more manageable form, as I believe Meryl Streep said when quoting The Orchid Thief in adaptation. Like, for example, one of my daily practices that I would love to share with the listeners is I make a lot of nut milk in-house, okay? I do a cashew date milk. I'll put some cardamom in there if I'm feeling particularly sensual. So I recently, this must have been 4 days ago, came into contact with a jug of incredible full-fat, whole milk, organic pasture milk.
Mm.
And I was like, absolutely. So a couple of days of putting that in my morning coffee, and I had a religious experience. My knees almost buckled upon tasting the coffee with the full fat dairy. I was like,
I remembered milk.
Hitting myself. I've been like, the richness of the cashews. I mean, it's dessert at breakfast. And I wrote in my morning pages, which I have been doing, I wrote dairy is king in my morning pages. I was so moved by the force of the dairy. And this is quality dairy, baby, okay? This is organic. This is pasture-raised shit, okay? And then, a couple days of the dairy.
Oh, no.
Couple blemishes.
Wow.
Couple zits pop up. I go, is it a coincidence? Or is it the dairy churning through my system?
Or premenstrual? Or do you not?
No, I'm not pre, honey. It's been weeks.
But needless to say, I'm back on the cashew. The dairy still sits in there, and I will. Right. And by the way, and as you know, I eat everything. I have no dairy restrictions. Dairy restrictions.
Well, you've always been able to do portion control, I feel like. And if you can do portion control, you can do anything. I cannot do portion control in any capacity. You know, maybe that's what I'll do. I'll use one of my devices, my EKG or my brain wave devices, to monitor at some point to see what happens in my brain when they say, you know, the bread in some of us, it's as addictive as crack.
There's no shock here. It's bread. Of course. Bread is all we want.
But some people are more sensitive, more glucose sensitive. And that's where I'm talking about the brain stuff.
I have dessert every night. I have to.
Yeah.
Right now I'm in a strong dessert phase.
Last night I made a keto dessert, which is basically it consisted of an 8-ounce container of Philadelphia cream cheese.
Damn.
A half cup of heavy whipping cream, lemon, non-sugar sweetener.
Which one?
Erythritol stevia blend.
I'd go with monk fruit, but continue. Do you bake?
I bake for the purposes of staying on keto.
What I like to bake is I do like to bake grain-free desserts. Like I like to bake hippie desserts,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
And by the way, hippie desserts, like the brownie recipes that I'm using are like, it requires a jar of almond butter, which now in this day and age is, you know, the prices are astronomical. Okay. Yes. I'm using monk fruit sweetener. I'm using collagen. I'm using powdered collagen protein in these brownies. And guess what? I'm still moaning. They're so good.
It's not always the case that the dietary restriction means that you're...
That's not caloric or that's sacrificing flavor. Yeah, it's not the 90s of like, you know...
The low-fat myth.
The low-fat myth.
When I Google looking for new keto products, because they're all popping up, the thing that pops up alongside it is a book called The Low-Carb Fraud. And I'm like, nice try. You know who funded that, in my opinion? Big Corn, okay?
Yeah, of course. I could do a whole episode on corn. I want to do a whole episode on eggs. Because eggs... Do you eat a lot of eggs?
Yeah.
What kind? Pasture raised?
I mean, I always go for whatever seems the most, you know, organic, pasture raised, blah, blah, blah. Has as many qualifiers as possible.
When I realized that cage free was a myth, was a joke.
Right.
When it used to be, cage free. Oh, look at cage free.
What does that do? Nothing. I mean, it doesn't do anything for the egg.
Here's what you want. You want pasture raised.
It's supposed to be nicer to them.
As a couple things. Yes. If it's pasture raised eggs, the chickens are running around the pasture. They're eating grass. They're eating worms and bugs. They're eating what they're supposed to eat.
Right.
Cage free. Maybe they're in a little playpen and they're eating corn, honey. There's like an overhang and they're eating corn. They're eating GMO corn. So you are now just ingesting corn.
Ew.
Oh, the egg world is, there's a sullied underbelly to the
egg.
Have
you thought
world.
About getting a coop for your backyard?
No, I won't go that
Because that's real.
I can't even, with zoning, you have to, the zoning's off for me, honey. You have to
are
have
you
like,
serious?
Yeah, you have to have a certain amount of feet between where the coop is and your neighbors. I could definitely have an illegal coop. I took a sourdough making
if you had bread an illegal coop.
I took a sourdough bread making class about a year ago, was convinced my new life was starting, bought all the gear, never made a loaf again. I made one loaf and I was like, well, here come the holidays. I'm going to give out the loaves. And I was like, this is beautiful. This is gluten-free because the fermentation is so high. It's naturally gluten-free.
Right.
Delicious.
Right.
I'm going to be making these every week. I'm going to give them to friends. I'm going to finally be a part of a community again. Never did a loaf rise in my home. I feel like that's my story with everything.
Hey, sorry to pull you guys away. We do have to go to ad for a moment, but we will be right back with more Intro to Poog.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
You don't have have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Okay, it's us. We're back from break. Time to continue.
I'm a hedonist at heart.
As am I.
And restaurants are church for me. So I will never go to a restaurant and not partake in whatever I want.
However, at home, I love to explore cauliflower crust pizza.
Yes. You know, that's big for me.
I actually had a disgusting cauliflower crust pizza last night, and I'm considering writing in to the company.
Which company?
Out of respect for small businesses.
Oh, you're not
No, I
say
have
it.
No
Fair
idea
enough.
What they're called, but I was not amused. And it actually affected my mood for the evening and potentially negatively affected my relationship.
Well, I'm just hoping it wasn't one of these cauliflower brands that say it's a cauliflower crust and then it's actually made of rice with about two teaspoons of cauliflower mixed in. And they go, gluten-free, cauliflower.
Well, I'll say right now, I love Capello's pizza. And I'm saying it now loud and proud because I'm hoping they'll send me 14 boxes. The pastas, the cookie doughs, I'm all over it. Look it up. Wow. In fact, this shouldn't air. We should really get the cash from them first.
Yes.
But that's exactly what we're going to be doing. See, that's why we're doing Poog. And I think through Poog, through this podcast, we're going to try that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go out and we're going to have those experiences. And then we're going to report back to the listeners. We're going to see what we learn. We're going to debunk.
No, it'll be fun to absolutely tear apart a few businesses. and then raise up others. Because I think another thing that I personally enjoy.
I want to lift up Who. You know that chocolate company Who? H-U? I'm going to lift them up.
Oh, Who? Yeah.
I mean, they're
doing well. I mean, they're in Whole Foods, no?
Oh, yeah. I would love a care package from Who. Let's be honest. We're doing this podcast for the care packages.
The care packages better come fast and they better come large, okay? Because I will be bought. And you know, it's important for me to remember to wait for the care packages. I do want to acknowledge that I, too, am a hedonist. And most of my, keto, anything like that, diet related, my goal is how much can I enjoy and still not have the negative effects of, say, gluttony and still look toned, okay?
Honey, don't we all?
Right. Or finding a food that I can eat mindlessly in front of the television. I love mindless eating. So while I'll dip myself into the world of mindful eating, you know, ultimately, I'm much more interested in finding the ice cream that I could just eat, you know, 30 pounds
of. Arctic Freeze, you know, remember that?
Well, I remember Arctic Freeze is one of the biggest lies. Arctic Freeze was a mockery. It was, hey, would you like to eat something inside of a I bought Arctic Freeze and even bought it again going, maybe it wasn't as bad as I remembered. Okay. For the sheer desire to have something in the shape of a pint of ice cream.
Right.
That's
only the shape.
Similar with pizza. You know, I'll take almost anything in the shape of a pizza in a pizza box. If there's a Italian chef cartoon on the top, it could be made of almost anything. To eat the concept of a food.
Arctic Freeze. I just remember being in New York where I lived for years, getting a pint of Arctic Freeze at a bodega, taking it home.
Yes.
And being utterly devastated. By the way, is it marketed toward men? Like the font? I feel like it's for like, it's like specifically for men. And it's disgusting. And guess what? I hope the CEOs are listening. Those are the kinds of, we're not going to accept that here at Poog. We're giving our listeners the truth about the product. Oh,
we must speak freely. And
I dare you to woo me.
If Arctic Freeze has improved its formula. Now they need to pivot to keto and fast, okay? Because the problem with Arctic Freeze, I've seen them nowhere in years. Okay. Oh no, I think I saw a reboot.
They went under. This is evil. They went under. It was like a small company and we're dancing on their grave.
And here's what I would say. I appreciate it. When I tasted Arctic Freeze, I was shocked. And I'm shocked by nothing. Okay. I've eaten, I'm currently eating a frozen pizza with a crust as chicken.
Wait, what?
Real Foods offers a keto pizza with a crust is a thinly sliced and pounded chicken.
I'm dying. Anything,
but when I took home Arctic Freeze,
to be clear,
Arctic Freeze, and I took a bite, I couldn't believe it. Okay, it was so icy, but not in a good way. Obviously, I've eaten Italian ices; they're delicious. Okay, but I still appreciated what they were going for. Because here's what they did: they're in the ice cream aisle or in the bodega in the trunk. Okay, you open it up because you're dying for a little comfort.
It took me a second to understand what you're saying. You're referring to the freezer in a bodega that you slide the top.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you're looking in there going, should I or shouldn't I? And then a little bit of hope appears. It says like, you know, 100 calories for the entire pint. And to utilize the language of entire pint is meaningful to me. Bringing home a pint and eating straight out of it, it's yours. And the idea of spooning ice cream into a bowl is completely laughable to me. And joyless. An ice cream scoop, or even two, sliding around a bowl is hell to me.
Because having to wait for ice cream to thaw is unbearable. Like a couple minutes on the counter. That's where I get in with baking. They say, let it cool. Absolutely not. What do you mean, let it cool? But guess what?
Sometimes
the bastards are right. It tastes better after it's cooled. And that's the true test of the baker.
Well, baking does require patience.
Which I do not have.
Oh, wait. We have back to Arctic Freeze, cream, though. Okay. Yeah. So I appreciated that Arctic Freeze was saying, you're going to eat the whole pint. We're giving you something that is related to ice cream. We flavored it, but it was so bad that even I couldn't get on board for it. And it's funny because then the next kind of real innovation, and I have no interest in it, okay, is Halo Top. Everyone lost their minds for Halo Top, acting like it's healthy just because they've reduced some of the calories.
I've never had that.
Calories in, calories out is the biggest lie of the 20th and 21st
century. Thank you. Say it louder.
Century.
Absolutely. It's not a healthy way to live.
And it's not how it works. Okay, the body's more complex. It's not energy units in and out. Red Bull is my new lord. It is a high-fat, keto, sugar-free ice cream. It's the creamiest thing you've ever had in your life. And it doesn't knock me out of ketosis. How do I know? I have a device called the keto. I breathe into it throughout the day and it measures my level of ketosis. So anyway, that's my life right now.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Where are you getting it?
Thank God it's now in grocery stores or more and more grocery stores.
Is it coconut milk base? What is the base here? What's the high fat base? Tell me now.
Cream. Dairy cream. All they care about is the carbs, the no sugar.
I'm glad that we're coming out of here saying we're not counting calories, folks.
So sorry to pull you away from the conversation again. It will continue right after these ads. Can't wait to see you over there in the next segment.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco-Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
All right, welcome back. We're going to drop you right back into Poog, folks.
We cannot fail to acknowledge the fact that we are recording right now in our separate homes due to the pandemic of COVID-19 and the eternal horror, the relentless absurdity of it, uncertainty of it, all of this. And what are the implications of doing a podcast about wellness?
Right. To yeah. Seek out healing near constantly when you don't have a profound illness is arguably, yeah. You know, a hobby, you know, a pastime. And that's why I always think about this quote that I always come back to, but the ego loves to seek and never find. And to me, that's like a big
part.
Let
that really sink in, because that changed my life when I heard you say it. The ego wants to seek and never to find.
Yeah. Yeah. It prefers to be in the state of seeking. Skincare, it's the same thing. Like the problem isn't really solving some real skin ailment, you know, the thrill, the novelty, the excitement of peace,
the search for God
around the next product's corner.
Yeah, search for God. Imagine actually seeing God.
It's over.
You'd be like, oh.
Well, you know, another one I'll give you. If you see the Buddha, kill the Buddha. Okay. Because it's not the Buddha, honey. Okay. If you've seen the Buddha, then you have not seen the Buddha, right?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Idol worship, etc.
I have. Yeah. But yeah. No, of course. Of course. But what's so crazy about this moment is that I have never treated myself better than in the face of the pandemic. My anxiety, OCD, everything seems to have completely vanished. I'm finally at peace. I'm finally forced to reckon with the day because there is no tomorrow. And so yes. I find myself like it's so horrifying. Yeah,
it's horrifying.
The last 6 days I've done yoga every day, which for me
too.
But I've always had a lot of hostility toward yoga.
I understand
and
that.
Like people that do yoga, I'm like, uh-huh. I've always felt completely outside of that experience. Like it's a con.
Totally.
And then suddenly something clicked in and I realized it's not exercise. It's meditation.
Yes, that's
and to approach
huge.
It like that has transformed. Like breathing, people that are like the breath.
Yeah.
I've always been just furious.
Any reference
and now
to
I
the
realize
breath?
Breathing is real.
Like
any reference to the breath and I'm gone.
Yeah. Versus, you know, breathing.
I shut down. Take
breath. Like, wait, there's like seven things firing off for me. One is the breath. Couple things. One, thriving under quarantine. Okay, is it disgusting and offensive being like I've never been better? Right now,
of course.
But I always think about my grandfather, who was a rabbi and served as a chaplain in World War II and was ultimately liberating concentration camps and stuff. And he suffered from depression. You know, literally, he never felt better than at war, terrified. Oh, this is what I was going to say about yoga. So I used to see people carrying their yoga mats in New York City and sort of think like, fuck those people, as though they were just walking around calm all the time. And that going to yoga was just part of that existence. And then when I got into yoga out of sheer depressive desperation, I realized like, oh, no. Every person in that yoga class very well may be there because they're hideously depressed, right?
Totally.
Or suffering immensely. So the illusion of what's occurring in the class is not necessarily reflective of what has brought people there. And that made me
totally.
That made me less judgmental of the, like, you know, the cliche sort of image of the girl sort of bouncing down the street in New York in her little outfit and her little.
Of course, that's why I was furious for years. Also, because I am from LA, I lived in New York. I've always seen yoga as like class performance. It's always been rich
yes,
people
yes.
who are like, you know, somehow finding the time.
Yes.
And I love just having to do it alone in my living room. I hate going anywhere to exercise or like the group yoga thing.
I got into yoga truly through videos, as you know, and I'm so much of my personal work has unfolded on, you know, on a carpet in front of a DVD player. So I've been doing a video, Dance the Chakras, that I really like that I did way back for starting yoga. And I did it again here. And then I turned around to Chris, okay, my boyfriend.
Tears in your eyes.
Tears in my eyes. Okay. And I said, are you ready? I said, the yoga mat is the magic carpet.
Okay. My yoga mat, by the way, suddenly slippery.
Mm.
How do you wash your yoga mat?
Well,
because as you know, I'm new to yoga.
What kind of mat is it? And you don't have to say a brand.
It's a standard yoga mat. I don't even know a brand. It's faceless.
Interesting.
I was like 30 minutes into yoga today, deeply blissful. And then I started to slide out of a downward dog.
I was just going
to
say, like, was it downward dog?
Fucking cocksucker. Because and like moved onto the hardwood.
I feel like most yoga mats literally don't work. Literally provide no
Warrior
help.
Warrior 2?
Yeah. Splish, splash.
Can't do it. I'm sliding.
And then
over
the whole
here.
Towel methodology, okay, where you lay the microfiber towel.
Ugh.
But there is one yoga mat.
It was a serious
there is
problem.
One yoga mat that allowed me to go towel-less in hot yoga classes.
Is it Cork?
No.
I saw a Cork yoga mat that was like $70. I was like, absolutely not.
I mean, yeah, well, the price will shock you. I mean, because that price, I
How
didn't
much?
Even blink. When you just said that.
70?
Oh.
Aren't yoga mats like $20?
I mean, if you want to be
this
split,
one was $20.
Well, we'll see.
Come on.
If you want it to be slip sliding around, you can always go to TJ Maxx and get a Gaiam.
What's that?
It's just a brand that is very common with yoga mats. Gaiam makes a lot of things.
I think probably, I have my yoga block as Gaiam.
Yeah, you've probably seen their stuff in Barnes & Noble.
Wow.
Whole Foods tends to have a rack.
Haven't been to a brick and mortar in 8 years.
Apparently, Lululemon, Chris told me, there's something like their per square footage of their brick and mortar sales rivals none but the Mac store. Like their price point, which I don't even understand. But
I've never been in one.
So what about Tiffany's? You know what I mean? Well, I guess Tiffany's is kind of big.
I feel like Tiffany's is done.
You mean in general, right? Or?
Isn't it? You heard it here first. Weren't they sold for like $10? I think. Tiffany's is like, but I mean, talk about hideous. Have you ever seen a decent piece of jewelry
from there
in a Tiffany's window?
That is hilarious. I'm trying to think. I feel like I don't know jewelry.
It's a relic of like 93.
Absolutely. And I feel like to you and me, it's a relic of 93 because it's almost like when we were children.
Well, the charm bracelets were huge for bat mitzvah girls.
Exactly.
But Tiffany's is so like Protestant. Doesn't it feel so like.
And yet.
It feels like a Protestant ideal.
Yeah. But then are there any big classic sort of jewelers like Cartier, right? Or any of those?
You know that my Jewish Spanish relatives, that's right, folks, I'm Sephardic, we're diamond dealers in the south of Spain.
I could see you as a diamond dealer like really easy. Like I could just see being like, buddy?
I can sell you. I'm a salesman.
Oh my God.
It's my dream to sell someone a house. Just walk them through.
It's such a thing. I feel like it's big in TV. The female characters, like the wife or whatever, are always getting their real estate license or launching. And I feel like, is that because, why is it always that?
I think it's very real. That the wife is getting a real estate license.
I feel like it happens in half of television shows. You know, and I feel like there's a lot of scenes of women setting up the crackers and wine.
Absolutely.
And things unfolding of course, were you going to say American Beauty being the trope namer?
Then I held my tongue. It was a little obvious. Well, because everything for women happens in the home.
So even when they give her a job, it's still just in someone else's home.
It's back in the house. You're still back in the kitchen. Wait, I have a question. Yeah. I was going to say, what do we think about? Is it gua sha?
Oh.
The jade to rub away. Because I was talking to someone who said that she literally has like rubbed away wrinkles on her forehead as she watches TV. Like she goes and she like pounds them out of her face. Seems unlikely, but she seemed quite trustworthy.
Well,
but for those who don't know, you're talking about a jade. I don't think it has to be jade.
There's also some rose quartz ones you see.
Yeah, you're massaging the face. Lymphatic drainage. Yeah.
Is real.
I want to say that this year I'm going to get into lymphatic drainage.
I did a little DIY lymphatic drainage last night. I gave you some.
It is DIY.
No, right. Well, they will offer it at a spa, if you can believe it.
Oh, no, they will. By the way, you know what I want to do? I want to completely unmask dry brushing as a scam.
That is so funny because I believe in dry brushing.
Well, guess what I heard? Your hands do the same thing. You don't need a dry brush. You don't need to buy a dry brush. You can just with your goddamn mittens, like
but
with
my
your
mitts,
raw hands.
My mitts don't have enough scratchiness to them. And I'm imagining
you don't need to scratch the way you thought you did.
No, wait, that's the question. It's not about, although there's something about shedding the skin that seems important to the process. But I do want to investigate that. One big joy I would say in the search for wellness is identifying problems.
Wow.
I've always enjoyed when I get a new ailment that I've never had before and it brings me to a new section of the pharmacy. And I go, finally, I get to explore the
my sinuses
constipation section.
Honey, welcome to my section. Okay, it's hell. Don't envy this aisle.
You know, they put the constipation stuff right by something. I think like tampons or something. It's kind of like they're like, this is the shameful aisle. If you're in here, you're in here with other people who are ashamed.
I relate to what you're saying so deeply. This idea that it's the search that we're after, not the actual answer, not actually coming out on the other side healed and whole, because that's never going to happen. Okay. I inherently don't think my search for wellness is interesting.
Yeah.
Or worthy of anyone's time.
Yes.
Right. I know that I'm tedious when I am searching. it is from behind a glass barrier of my extreme privilege and luck.
Yes, yes.
And the fact that I'm able to spend the time and the money perusing the Isles of Erewhon is a yes. heinous reality. I am not the victim. I am pathetic. I am hideous. I am a criminal. No, but I recognize that my obsession and my search is exactly that, an obsession and a search. And who knows where it will lead me. But I am fascinated by why we do this, Jacqueline. Like every now and then it's like, because you and I can, the birth of this podcast was us full-throated tirade at each other's faces in the bliss of us being able to talk about yes. this stuff for hours, right? To finally be free to dwell in the obsession.
I think it's not unlike if we were two, you know, kind of like comic book nerd guys who finally, you know, have their friend that they can talk freely with all the references, you know, and get into it. This is for the sheer pleasure of, oh, you know what I've heard about? Well, you know what I've been trying this.
I think you and I are on this border, right, between understanding that this is completely absurd and kind of embarrassing, but then also kind of reaping some of the benefits that come from taking care of yourself or from exploring yeah. certain powders. God for, you know. Forgive me.
Absolutely.
And yet we also recognize that we're never going to, I'm not a monk. I'll never be a monk. I want yeah. a spaghetti dinner and two martinis now.
Yes.
However, yes. tomorrow I'm going to dabble in almond flour and I'm going to dabble yes. in chaga. And I'm going to have my lipospheric vitamin C and yes. my Berkey water. And I'm going to go about my business.
It's both cheap thrills and maybe some meaningful practices yeah.
and investments and that we can't afford.
I love to consume. I love to read product reviews.
It helps. Whatever. I mean, come on. It helps. It helps the pain. Reading a review.
Yeah.
Deciding between a couple products. I want that.
There's a satisfaction to feeling that you've done a little digging and that you have a reason. It's an interest like any other hobby. I would say the difference in our approach to all this
is that we're a couple of wacky gals. That's the thing. We acknowledge that we are
willing fools.
I am a fool fools. And sell me anything. I want to believe desperately.
Yes.
I want to go
yes.
to the trade show and have the person look in my eyes and sell me the crackers and say, these crackers are yes. going to change you and I will believe them and I will buy them. But I also recognize that I am a fool.
Yeah.
And that I have been scammed. I will be scammed. And I bring on the scams, you know?
Oh, I will often pay money for something that I know is a scam in order to find out in what way it's a scam.
Right.
But I want to know, you know, once I paid on eBay $5 for an instructional thing about how to make money selling electronic goods from your house. Okay. Like I paid money for the instructional because it was a scam, but I wanted to know how bad the scam was.
You once said something that I think really rings true, which is, don't let your healer get in the way of your healing.
No, I said that.
Well, I think you were quoting someone.
Oh.
Or else I would have kissed your feet and wept.
Oh, I think I know what you mean in reference to this. It's almost like just because your shaman is a known scam artist. All right. So like, let's say you see your shaman, you know, or your healer, you hear them on the way in talking about what a scam it is. Yeah, okay. You know, you overhear them saying, you know, these suckers, whatever. Okay, and then you go in and you happen to enjoy the ritual that they do.
Yeah.
Right. Don't let the fact that they think they're scamming you get in the way of you experiencing a placebo response that you find enjoyable and worthwhile.
Absolutely. Scams work. Some scams work.
Bring me the scam.
Give me the sugar pill.
I don't think you and me are here to either debunk anything in the wellness world or put our stamp of approval. That is still treating it in a way that I think other people have treated it. And part of what's embarrassing and untrustworthy about the wellness world is people going, no, this is real and this isn't, right?
Right.
It's that's missing not the point. It. Then you're making yourself a guru again. Then you're falling into the original trap. I think what you and me are doing is moving through the world of wellness, mind, body, spirit, whatever.
Having a laugh and enjoying the fair. I think you're exactly right.
People talk about snake oil salesmen. Oh, that's a snake oil salesman. I'm looking for a snake oil salesman. Where are they? Because I'm looking to buy. Do you see what I'm saying? I'm looking for a
promise.
Because
one of the batches is going to work. For every, you know, like yeah. this batch is not good, but the next batch of snake oil, I think there might be a little something in there. Because snake oil salesmanship comes from the reality that along the line, there was a good batch of snake oil.
Yes.
So there was a good batch.
Or at very least, someone so convincing, captivating, yes, charismatic, that they convinced an entire town that that snake oil was valid. And then the town healed. So get me a convincing snake oil salesman.
That's what's so funny. All the tinctures, the powders, the all of it. Deep down, I know, if I just probably exercised like every day.
Right.
But I'm waiting for the article to be like, exercise is a myth. I know it's not.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't want to face that it could be that easy.
You know, what's his name? Roadrunner. And
sure. Wile E. Coyote.
I've always identified with the Wile E. Coyote in that the Wile E. Coyote is always creating these elaborate schemes to get the Roadrunner, right? But they always backfire on him. They're way too elaborate. The joy is that, you know, then he doesn't get the Roadrunner and he lives to come up with another solution the next day. That's how you get 600 episodes, right? And I also want to live 600 episodes. I love a solution that causes new problems because then you have another thing to do the next
day. Absolutely. If any of this is striking a chord in you, please come to Pooh. Come tune in. Listen to us. Go on the journey with us. Try the products with us. Who knows? Write in. Tell us what you think.
Yes.
It's a community.
We're going to kick ourselves from 10% capacity up, you know, of your brain up to 15, up to 20. We're going to slowly edge it up.
While still seeking out lasagna.
Pleasure will be foremost.
Pleasure is king.
Pleasure is king. Health is queen. And the jester
is dairy.
The jester is dairy. Join us. Tune in. Send sample tinctures of your own creation.
Send the products in. My address is 4269. Find it somehow that is legal and send me free things. Poog is our goop. It's our poosh. It's our noom. It's all we have. It's everything and it's nothing. You can't, if you don't understand Poog, Poog's never going to open up to you.
What does Poog stand for? It stands for us.
Yeah. I really can't wait. I think this podcast is going to be a dream come true. It already is. Also, we just get to talk and you're the funniest person I know.
Well, I can't even imagine what would ever seem humorous to you about me when you are the only clown that America has.
Oh, well, there it was. The very first Poog recording. I, for one, was delighted.
I was moved.
The innocence, the hubris, what an exciting time. And we hope that you feel some sort of introduction to Poog. Know that Jacqueline and I have recorded many conversations since then, and we hope that you will tune in and listen to them.
These conversations will be flying into your life weekly. That is, if you are subscribed, that is the only way to ensure you don't forget us. Subscribe, rate, review, follow Instagram account. Follow Poog Podcast on Instagram.
Okay,
so
bye.
We say bye now, Kate, for them. We say bye. We say goodbye.
It's okay, a pain everyone. To say goodbye, but we must.
Always, it's always the sweet sorrows, but here they are. So long.
That was Poog. If you enjoyed Poog, please subscribe, rate, and review. If not, we will press charges.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.